Oil prices are down today as Iraq resumed exports after various disruptions. But in recent weeks, the price of crude oil has soared. And despite that, during these weeks, in most places, gas prices have been pretty stable. It's hard to figure out. Do any of us really know why gas costs what it does? Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates went looking for explanations.
At a busy gas station in Culver City, Laverne Fisher can tell you exactly what she's paying for gas these days.
I pay $24 to fill my pump. My gas prices have doubled in the last 3 months.
Most of us agree that gas costs more now than it did this time last year, but we differ on why. Again, Laverne Fisher.
Oh, I suppose it has something to do with the conflict in the Middle East.
But Chet Long says gas costs what it does for another reason.
Well, I think it's manipulation on the part of the major oil companies that does that. They know that they've got us where they want us. They can charge whatever they want to because we've got to have the gasoline.
And as a nation of drivers, we do. Sarah Emerson is an oil market analyst for Energy Security Analysis Incorporated, or ESAI, an independent consulting firm near Boston. She says much of the pain we feel at the pump has to do with overseas conditions that the American consumer doesn't control.
Anywhere from two-thirds to three-quarters of that price that you pay actually is coming out of the crude oil market, which, of course, is shaped by so many different factors, both supply-demand in the United States, but also developments in all of our trading partners.
And oil suppliers. In the past 12 months, there's been upheaval in Venezuela, chaos for Russia's oil giant Yukos, and tension in Saudi Arabia. James D. Hamilton, an economist at the University of California at San Diego, says there's one more factor in the price swings.
Within the last couple weeks, the insurgents in Iraq have had some success in reducing the flow of oil out of Iraq. They're down under a million barrels a day now, and that's nearly 50% below what they were doing a couple months ago.
Which might explain why prices for crude oil have recently hovered near $50 a barrel. Despite that, prices at the pump have remained stable and even dropped a bit after peaking in May. That, says UCSD's Hamilton, is probably temporary.
If oil prices are flirting with $50 a barrel, I'm afraid we'll be paying more at the pump pretty shortly.
Hamilton says even more problematic is the fact that there's no uniform gasoline standard in the U.S. Additives allowed in some states are banned in others.
That makes the gasoline prices very sensitive to idiosyncratic shocks to particular markets.
John Felmy, chief economist at the American Petroleum Institute, believes Americans might complain less about gas prices if they knew more about how those prices are structured.
The average consumer only sees the cost of gasoline going up and down and doesn't really have a reason why. If most of the newspapers would say the price of oil is $48 per barrel, and that works out to $1.14 per gallon, and then you add on taxes of 44 cents per gallon, it helps consumers understand the cost.
All three energy experts say understanding why gas costs what it does could be the first step to modifying our behavior so we don't use so much of it. ESAI's Sarah Emerson thinks spring's peak prices may have sparked a consumer epiphany.
We could be a little bit at a turning point, getting away from these super large SUVs, but it requires us to have several years of high gasoline prices. We've got to feel the pain before we start making those changes in our buying decisions.
Ditching the Hummer will help, but John Felmy says Congress needs to help too.
Until we change the fundamental policy in the United States that addresses our energy concerns, we're almost going to be like the movie Groundhog Day and keep waking up to the same music.
And feeling that painful deja vu when we go to the pump. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.